ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast has everything you need in a podcast.
Hello, hello. This is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. It is starting to get exciting, I think, our quest to write a Queensland-based Christmas carol. Because thought, by the way, overnight, not only are all of the Christmas carols we sing like ridiculously
wintery.
American, like wintry and all that sort of stuff, they couldn't be more anti-Queensland. Because this is the hottest of the states.
True.
This is the most summery of the
it's
states.
Like quite the other end of the spectrum, isn't it?
You don't get, like, literally across the world, there is not more opposite of a white Christmas than a Queensland Christmas.
It's very true. But it is getting very exciting because we've found all the Queensland references we need to include in the lyrics.
We've got that.
We've also
got our coach. Our carol coach,
Mark Holden.
Touchdown.
And we are whittling down the options when it comes to the tune.
Yes. That's the big one you will hear coming up. I took a Sex and the City quiz as well because their new show starts tonight. And just like that, I attacked Frozen Pizza. It was a very big show, Gabby. It's all coming up in the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
So many things.
So much stuff. First though, guys. Doctor,
give me the news. We want to know, on 131060, who didn't go to the hospital, but they should have. Because my sister got bitten by a spider, of all things, a spider. She didn't see it happen, but her leg blew up to double the size. And she was like, that's fine. You can't do anything about it anyway. Why would I bother going?
It's one of the, I'm going to say, my top five things that you don't want to be bitten by.
Snakes,
crocodiles.
Spiders, crocodiles, and sharks.
Sharks.
And scorpions.
Yeah, but they're not around that much in Australia. So they don't make the top five. But spiders do.
Anyway, she ended up going to the hospital only because I scared her with a story of a man losing his leg because of a spider bite.
131060 is our phone number. Often it's the case. She'll be right.
She'll be
don't
right.
Don't need to go to the hospital.
Not much you can do.
Often they will go. It's okay if you got them there in the end because, hey, all's well that ends well. But 131060, who initially didn't want to go to the hospital?
Yep.
We got Lauren here. Who was it who didn't want to go, mate?
My dad.
What'd he do?
He was pruning a tree in thongs with a machete and then just missed the tree and got his leg.
With the machete. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And he said the only reason he came down is because he couldn't keep his foot in his thong anymore because of all the blood.
Don't mind my leg. I just don't want to cut my favourite thongs.
Yes, exactly.
Lauren.
How long did it take for him to then go to hospital?
He didn't.
He just never did. Righto.
I feel like
okay.
He should have.
I definitely think
reasons that people should go to a hospital. And I think a machete impaled in your leg.
Definite reason.
Be one of them. Alyssa's here. Alyssa, who didn't go to the hospital?
Me.
What'd you do?
Alyssa. I was on crutches with a fractured hip. And I was taking washing out to the line, as you do.
Or don't. Or rest and don't do that.
And I lasted the whole night with that. My hip popped out.
Oh! Oh, man.
Oh, my God. So you already had a fractured hip and then you popped it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Should have gone to hospital.
Is this L?
Yep, this L. is L.
Who should have gone to hospital?
My husband.
Okay, what'd he do?
He broke both his arms and his back.
Oh.
What?
I would think that's worth a trip.
How'd he do that? Yeah.
He was in a Tough Mudder event.
Yeah.
And
he
did something called a salmon ladder. So you do a chin up on a bar and then you jump the bar up the ladder.
Yes.
Oh, no, thank
you. I've seen that in Ninja Warrior.
How long to get him to hospital? Because like, obviously you convinced him.
Well, it wasn't till the next morning.
And he couldn't move, and you were like, well, you'd have no choice. I'm rolling you onto an ambulance stretcher.
I tell you what, though, he's a tough mutter.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that, El.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Sick of songs about snow, winter, and freezing cold? This is Cliffo and Gabby's Queensland Carol.
So we're writing it. It's a thing. It's definitely happening. We're going to have a Queensland carol for you before Christmas. However, we're not going to write the tune. That's not going to happen. So we need to find a Christmas-feeling song that we can steal the tune from and rewrite the lyrics.
We know where our capabilities lie, and it's not in writing original music. We've talked about that with our carol coach, Mark Holden, who you would know from Australian Idol, the touchdown guy.
Mm.
He's our carol coach. He said, no, don't do that. Just get an existing carol and rework it.
I
said Frosty the Snowman. You said Wham! Last Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's democracy. So 13, 10, 60 show Carol means show rules.
Exactly.
Everyone gets a say.
Everyone can nominate.
So we've got to work out the song we're going to make a Queensland Carol out of. Millie's here. Millie, do you have an idea we could use, mate?
Oh, absolutely. So growing up, we always had like lots of seafood for Christmas, and we'd always have a dip in the pool, and Mum would always put on Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. And as a kid growing up, I was like, what's pumpkin pie? What's mistletoe? I don't know what these lyrics are.
I like it.
But it's a good tune.
It's a great tune. But yeah, because she sings, there is the line, later we'll have some pumpkin pie, which is a very
American.
Very American, devour it, eat it in the snow kind of thing. Mm. Thank you. Great suggestion.
Bye.
Kathy's next. Kathy, what song should we redo for Queensland?
Do They Know It's Christmas?
Well, the Band-Aid one.
Yeah, the charity one.
Oh! I wonder if we could, like, get a choir to help us out.
I was going to say, could we get, like, I don't know, Powderfinger and, like, Shepherd and all the Queensland bands?
Busby Maru.
Oh, mate. Busby Maru would do it.
Shepherd would do it.
They would totally do it, mate. Jane's here. Jane, what song should we rework for Christmas?
I think All I Want for Christmas, because
Mariah
everyone
Carey.
Just hates that song.
Oh, I'm
do they?
It. Yeah, I'm over it.
I love it.
Are you not over it?
Nah, never.
See, I'll be honest.
Never.
I'm with you, Jane. It comes on now. Like, I used to enjoy it. It used to spell Christmas for me, but it's got a bit of cringe going on now.
Nah, I'm a big fan.
They always play it.
Yeah, it's
It is very recognisable, though, so I don't hate the idea.
No bad ideas, mate.
Mm-hmm.
It's brainstorm rules. It's on the list, Jane. Thank you for the call.
No worries. See ya.
Kerry, what song should we redo for Queensland?
Jingle Bells.
Classic,
oh,
mate.
What a classic.
Absolute classic.
And then we could have like a tambourine or like the bells going. Oh, this is a Rocky version. Who's this?
Gwen Stefani.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can feel this.
Classic, isn't it, Kerry?
It is a classic.
Thank you for the call.
Nice and upbeat too.
Yeah. Steph, we're going to end on you. Steph, what song should we redo for Queensland?
Maybe Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ooh. Okay.
Maybe we could create a character like, I don't
Barry,
know.
Barry, the sunburnt
Barry,
Aussie.
The mullet-wearing beer slinger. I don't know. Had a very shiny nose because he didn't put sunblock on it.
Yes!
Sounds perfect.
This is writing itself, Steph.
And the video would be awesome.
We're songwriting geniuses. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks. We have upped Alpha Bucks to Alpha Bucks, and we've made it $5,000, everyone.
The answer you need. You'll love this one, Cliffo.
Mm-hmm.
Mistletoe.
Oh, mistletoe.
So mistletoe will be an answer
I put it up
for
in
tomorrow.
Every room of the house, hoping I'd get a bit of sugar underneath the mistletoe.
And does it work?
Nope, not once. But that's your free answer for Alpha Bucks for tomorrow, Friday morning on HIT.
And just like that, the Sex and the City spin-off starts tonight. I'm so excited for this. So it's at 8:30 on Binge and Foxtel. I've already loaded up my iPad and I'm ready to go.
So it's two episodes
tonight.
And then weekly?
One episode per week from here on out. I believe there's 8 episodes in this season.
Quick season.
Well, it's pretty normal for these days, I guess.
Yeah, plus you said after 6:30 this morning, you're doing trending. They're paying the girls $1 million.
Yeah, they can't afford more than
an episode.
That's it. But
I don't know what 3 times 8 is, but it's a lot.
In celebration of this spin-off of Sex and the City happening tonight, I've done up a bit of a quiz to find out which Sex and the City gal you are. So, Cliffo, I'd like you to please take on your female persona and answer these questions as if you were a woman living in New York City. You ready?
Hit me.
All right. The cute guy you've been talking to at the bar offers to buy you a drink. Mm-hmm. You tell him you want a Sex on the Beach, a Cosmopolitan, a Martini, or a Whiskey on the Rocks.
I'm going to say a Martini.
A Martini. Okay. Question
two. A little olive in it.
What is the closest to your ideal perfect first date?
Yeah.
A picnic followed by a horse-drawn cart. A power lunch is all you can fit in.
Yeah.
A one-night stand or a show on Broadway.
A show on Broadway. Oh, I'm so pathetic.
The guy.
That's legit it. You know I love my musical theatre.
I know you do. The guy who's been eyeing you all night finally comes over and hits on you. Which line works the best? What are we having for breakfast tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
You have the sweetest smile. When can I see it again?
Yeah.
Can I buy you a drink? Or, I don't normally do this, but if you don't have a boyfriend, I'd love to get to know you.
Oh, probably just, can I buy you a drink?
Can I buy you a drink? Yeah. Okay.
God, I hope my wife's listening to this
the
right
best,
now.
The best way
Me
to mend...
getting my inner city New York Manhattan woman on.
The best way to mend a broken heart is to chastise yourself for being weak. You are stronger than this.
Yeah.
To keep reminding yourself the one is still out there. To go on a revenge diet and get a boy toy. Yeah. Or to lean on your girlfriends in a tub of ice cream.
Oh, I like to think I'm a two, the right guys out there, but I think I'm more of a three.
Revenge diet. Oh, okay.
Well, I did that a few times.
All right, we need to do
after
another.
I got dumped. I got hot.
We need to do another question here because you're pretty equal on all the girls. So this is the final one.
This is the definitive one. Okay.
If you had only $100 left in your wallet, what would you spend it on? The new stilettos you've had your eye on? Yeah. A night out? A large order of takeaway Chinese? Or you save it for a rainy day?
The Chinese.
You, my friend.
Yeah, hold on.
Drum roll, please.
See, this is a really big moment because I think I know.
I don't think you do.
Who I... Well, I think... Look, I think I know who I want to be.
Right.
But
well,
who
you
I actually
are.
Am.
Miranda! You are drawn to men who can respect your independence and strength and engage you intellectually. However, you're as hard on potential boyfriends as you are on yourself. It's a tough act to balance the demands of work and dating.
I'd like to debate it and say that's not the woman that I am, but that would be a very, very hard debate for me to argue. What's the deal with is the thing we do on the show from time to time where Gabby gives me the soapbox. I get up, I bang my drum on something that has frustrated me for a little while. Under the microscope, the humble pizza. When the moon
hits your eye like an unexpected one.
No, you're right.
You're a pizza lover.
Well, not all pizzas.
Okay.
So pizzas from the pizza shop I love. Mm. I love making homemade pizzas. Mm. What I'm aiming the shotgun at today is frozen pizzas.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? The pizzas in the boxes, in the freezer section.
I finally found one that was gluten-free the other day and I got so excited.
Okay, well, gluten-free is good because that's, you know, that's good for your insides and all that. It's the flavour and the cardboardness of the frozen pizza that is my bugbear, Gabby. And to the point where, so we wanted a quick pizza last night. My wife was working until really, really late, so I needed something really quick and easy to throw into the ovens to feed to feed me and the kids. So I got the frozen pizza and got the really expensive one too, like the most expensive one money can buy, and still it was rubbish.
Okay.
So I thought once and for all, it is time to ask the question. What's the deal with frozen pizza? Why do you taste like rancid rat bait? I don't understand how something as pleasing as pizza can be made to taste like flavoured cardboard. Most of the time when you have pizza, it's amazing. Pizza shop pizza, incredible.
Yep.
Hot, delicious, and no washing up. Homemade pizza, amazeballs. If you have the gumption to cut up all the stuff, sauce a base, and slowly watch the cheese go golden brown, you, my friend, are a kitchen hero.
Mm.
Homemade pizza is the best pizza one can shove down a gob. But for the life of me, I cannot understand how this goodness cannot be captured in a pre-made frozen pizza. McCain's, Papa Giuseppe's, Ristorante, and all you other pizza tryhards need to get back to the lab. It's 2021. We came up with a COVID vaccine in 6 months, but still, we can't create a frozen pizza that doesn't taste like stale styrofoam and look like something the dog threw up. I'm Guy Clifton. What's the deal with frozen pizza, Gabby?
The fact you said get back to the lab explains it all. If you're making pizza in a lab, that's the problem.
That's kitchen. Cliffo and Gabby's Naughty 640. Can you handle what I'm about to do? Breaking news, read the Naughty 640 as well. I've decided that next week will be, so next week's volume 69. Of Naughty 640. It's our last week of the year next week, so I thought a fitting place to wrap the Naughty 640 at volume 69.
Yes.
Because that believe it or not, fitting. Yeah, they're getting harder and harder to write. There's only so much erotic in a person. I always write about being a husband and a father, normal stuff, but I make it romance novel, erotica style. Mm. So here it is for the second last time ever. Naughty 640, volume 68.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, really long one today. Wetness fills the air. A sweet moistness lingers. Pools of liquid form, whilst lolly-like aroma fills the air. What is making this moist? I think to myself, I know what it is. He's into the mangoes again. He likes to get his rocks off from a man on the side of the road. He sells these sweet, seductive nectar for just $10 a bucket. A cheap thrill. A violent chop, chop, chopping snakes its way from the kitchen throughout the rest of the house as he carves the cheeks from his forbidden fruit. The chopping is followed by a familiar sound as he slurps the mango juice from the wicked fruit's flesh. He downs one mango, followed by another, and to my amazement, a third. Lucky mangoes, I think to myself. Eating them's just about the only thing you can do three times in one night.
Burn.
Burn. So
can
that's,
you please do the...
That's edition 68.
Sound effect again,
it's very
please.
Hannibal Lecter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
It's enjoyable and
mate,
disgusting at the same
time. It's like
time.
A car crash. I can't look away.
It's beginning to cost a lot like Christmas.
Get your double-smoked Oakfield ham only at Cornet Supermarket. Hits Helping Hams.
We are reaching out and trying to help with hams come Christmas time. So you can nominate someone who is deserving of a helping ham at hit.com.au.
Like a ham,
exactly.
Gabrielle.
We got our ham yesterday, finally.
Oh, so good,
just
mate.
Just sitting there in the kitchen eating
when
slivers.
You cut that rind off, get rid of the first bit of fat or whatever, and then you just get to the pink underneath. Mm. It's absolutely heavenly.
It's delicious.
And we're giving away that feeling, that new ham feeling on hit in the lead up to Christmas with Helping Hams. Now, Bronwyn's our next winner. She's on hold. She hasn't heard any of this, but I'll bring her up on the phone right now. Bronwyn, hello. It's Cliffo and Gabby.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hey, are you well?
Yes, I am.
We believe you're currently in Brisbane. Is that right, Bronwyn?
Yes.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit as to why you're in Brisbane? Do you mind to start asking?
Our son has just had cardiac surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be home for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Wow. So your son, he's 17 years old and he's had a heart condition from the moment he was born.
Yes, he has.
So you have a daughter as well, Talia.
We have seven children all up.
Seven.
And my beautiful Talia is one of them.
Well, Talia has contacted us to let us know that you normally put a Christmas ham on the table as a tradition come Christmas time, Bronwyn, and we're doing this thing at the moment where we're actually handing out helping hams, and we know you are doing it tough at the moment, so we wanted to offer you one of our helping hams.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
It's lovely, but I tell you what, Talia, what an absolute sweetheart.
Yeah.
She wrote us a whole letter here. And she has nothing but beautiful things to say about you. So, wow, seven kids. You've definitely got your hands full. But I guess just to know that your daughter, at least one of them, really appreciates what you're doing. That's a pretty beautiful thing, Bronwyn.
It certainly is.
One less thing for you to worry about come Christmas time so that you can concentrate on your son.
Thank you so much.
Big love, Bronwyn.
Thank you.
Good on you guys.
Thank you so much.
It's happening right through until we finish up for Christmas, guys. We're giving away these helping hams. You can nominate now at hit.com.au and get your double smoked Oakfield ham only at Cornet's Supermarkets.
Been eating a lot of chocolate in the past 2 weeks, I would say. A lot of chocolate. We were given the chocolate advent calendar here at work, and I ate the entire thing. If you want a hack on how to eat all the chocolate without anyone actually knowing you've eaten all the chocolate, you can get that at the Cliff on Gabby podcast on the listener app.
The big hole with that is you know.
I know.
You know what you've done.
I ate every single chocolate from the advent calendar. We've also been given some M&Ms this morning, which I've already devoured before 6 a.m.
I don't know if you saw these. There was Maltesers in the work kitchen yesterday.
Took a handful of them.
Got into those bad boys, did we?
I have chocolate almonds at home.
You don't need to tell me when there's Maltesers.
Yeah, I can sniff them out.
This nose sniffs them from a mile away.
I've been eating a lot of chocolate, man. And so
what's
I
that
thought,
time of year?
It's exactly.
I will say,
so
in your defense.
So many celebratory things are chocolate.
You're not seeking out the chocolate.
No.
The chocolate is being put under your nose.
Right?
You're just doing what comes naturally.
I'm good at avoiding chocolate these days, unless it's right there in front of me, and then I can't help myself. And I don't know why.
Or six
but
rooms
I just...
away in the work kitchen, where
this...
you'll get up and walk to it.
I had this horrible thought. I'm like, you know, dogs can find chocolate lethal. I was like, oh my God, can humans overdose on chocolate? So I've done a bit of research and I thought I'd share it with you all in the lead up to the silly season when chocolate is everywhere, because I have found out, Cliffo, that it's almost impossible for the average human to die from eating too much chocolate. However, there is still a slim chance. You can, in fact, overdose. On chocolate. So to get a little scientific-y for you, but, you know, stick with me. The cocoa bean, which chocolate's made from, it contains a substance called theobromine, which is a plant alkaloid. Big words, I know. But other plant alkaloids include caffeine, cocaine, and nicotine.
Oh, wow.
So chocolate is actually in the same field as those
three
things.
So when you say
things,
a line like, I'm addicted to chocolate.
It's not a lie.
That's not like a falsehood.
It
you can be addicted to chocolate.
Be a thing. However, if you needed to, if you were going to overdose on chocolate.
Yeah.
For the average human body, so they've based this on a 75 kilo person.
Yeah, average person. Yeah.
You would have to eat 711 regular sized milk chocolate bars. And then they've said, you know, normally you get a stomach ache and you have stomach issues before you get to that point. So not many people have ever reached that point. And they call that the Bruce Bogtrotter effect.
You know what I call that?
What do you call that?
Gabby Elwood's personal Mount Everest.
You just finished listening to the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Wrapped up thanks to Spotlight. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate, and celebrate this Christmas.